From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In eastern Libya, after days of bitter fighting, rebels have largely abandoned the Mediterranean oil port of Ras Lanuf. Faced with the overwhelming firepower of forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, the lightly armed rebel fighters retreated today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was in Ras Lanuf, and she reports that the day's events dealt a bitter blow to the ragtag army that had occupied the town for a week.
Fighter jets roared over Ras Lanuf today. The outdated anti-aircraft guns the rebels were using, no match for the relentless aerial barrage.
And we've just seen another plane swoop down very low and drop a bomb again on Ras Lanuf. Pretty sustained and heavy bombardment. Clearly Gaddafi's forces stepping up their assault.
Gaddafi's forces use rockets, mortars, and tank fire as well. Most of the rebels, if they were armed at all, had guns meant only for close-quarters combat. Ahmed Al-Tajouri says they are outgunned. We are 8 men in my group, he says. We have only 1 gun between us. He holds up a well-worn Kalashnikov. Other rebels were seen asking how to properly fire a rocket-propelled grenade launcher at the front. The men here have little experience and no cohesion. They seemed to crumble under the coordinated Gaddafi assault. In the afternoon, after hours of grueling battle, the rebels jumped into any available vehicle and fled the residential area of Ras Lanuf. Fighter Khalid Al-Zuwayi says that the former Libyan army officers who advised the rebels told them to retreat. He says the rebels have suffered heavy losses. The casualties arrived every few minutes at the hospital in nearby Ashdabia. Some men ferried in ambulances, others on the back of pickup trucks, wounded rebels wrapped in bloody blankets. Those that could be saved were rushed into the emergency room. Others, who died on the way, were taken to the morgue. Mustafa Ramadan sits in the hospital recovery room. Like many here, he was injured in an airstrike. He says, "We were near the mosque in Ras Lanuf and we heard jets. We ducked down and I started running away," he says, "and then a bomb landed near me. It knocked me off my feet," he says, "and smashed me into a car." He can't hear now. His eardrums have burst. We had to write our questions down for him to answer. Doctors in the hospital say casualties have doubled in recent days, whereas before, most were suffering from gunshot wounds. Now most of them have been injured in airstrikes. Dr. Ahmed Hamid is an Egyptian doctor who is here with the Arab Medical Union. He says now we have terminal cases from the explosions, mostly from shrapnel wounds. 90% of these cases, he says, are not expected to survive. He shakes his head in despair, saying he's frustrated. The rebels don't have any military training, he says. They're mostly students, engineers, doctors. They cluster together and they park their cars together. And a jet comes and drops its load, he says. It kills a large number of them. In Tripoli today, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, issued a warning to the rebel east. "We are coming," he said. He claimed his forces are advancing towards the rebel capital of Benghazi. For its part, in a news conference, the rebel leadership denied that it had lost the town of Ras Lanuf, saying it was under heavy attack, but the rebels still held their ground. Both sides are vowing to continue this fight. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.